Hello, everyone. My name is Mike McCafferty. This is an emergency, all hands on deck, Purple Alert podcast here. I'm podcasting into my iPhone. I'm podcasting into my son here, Kiernan McCafferty. Hi, Kiernan.
Hi, Mike.
We can call me Daddy if you want. it's Saturday morning, and Saturday morning cartoons have been replaced by Saturday morning trailers. I guess the New York Comic Con dropped two trailers today. What were they, Kiernan?
Star Trek Picard and Star Trek Discovery.
Yes, and so we watched Star Trek Picard, and then Kiernan said, oh, look, there's Star Trek Discovery Season 3 trailers, so we watched that. So let's break these down in super rapid, quick fashion. Kiernan, first let's go to, should we go Discovery first, or should we go Picard? Okay. Let's do Picard. What's your first reactions?
I liked it.
Thanks for joining us for I Just Want to Talk About Star Trek.
No, I liked it a lot. It was fun. Yeah, I liked it.
Okay, all right. Well, why don't we... I liked it too.
Did you?
No, I did. We liked it. We laughed at some ridiculous parts. There's always ridiculous parts. Where did this go? Okay, we can kind of go through bit by bit of it. So it starts out in a vineyard. We all know that's happening.
I wonder if this is the same vineyard that we were at.
I think it's somewhere up in Santa Clarita. And there's someone painting in a yellow suit. And there's Jean-Luc Picard. I wonder if this has been CG'd, if they CG'd these outfits on them. Because according to Midnight's Edge, the merchandise people were not happy with changing the uniform. So we have Data and Picard in traditional TNG outfits, right? Or we have someone painting.
Nice giveaway, Dad. But I think that there's some small changes on this, on the original ones.
Well, but if we go by the 25% rule, I mean, like...
Yeah, no...
These are, like, exact. Solid... Yeah, almost exact. Like, that's why I'm wondering, like his out... It probably is the outfits, but it looks like they're floating a little bit on them.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we have someone painting in a yellow outfit, painting a woman by the sea, and it turns around, and it is CGI monster Data.
I think that they just put a lot of makeup on him.
Well, that hairline. If you watch that hairline, look at the... Would you like to finish it? You see how his hairline's floating and it's fuzzy?
It is fuzzy. It was...
Well, watch it again. Look, just... Would you like to finish it, Captain? It doesn't quite 100% sync up, which is fine, because, like, Brent Spiner is, you know, in his 60s or 70s, and, you know...
He's in his 70s. Which is crazy.
But it's Data. It looks better than kind of weird bloated Data from the original trailer.
Yeah.
He's painting...
That's scary.
That's not true, sir.
It's so good to see him back. And then we have some weird, like... I think they're Romulan ships. They look like Romulan warbirds or kites or whatever they
are.
They look like skates, like the.
You know what they kind of remind me of?
What?
The Kremlin ships.
Kremlin ship. The Kremlin.
The
Kremlin ships.
Krenim.
The Krenim ships. Okay. Well, probably not though.
I don't think so. But we'll get farther into it. And there's one other one that looks almost exactly like. Just continue.
Okay. So yeah. So he wakes up from this dream. I'm always reticent. I know he has that, what was it, Urzite syndrome or something? He has that syndrome where he's like flipping back and forth through time, but I don't like prophecy in Star Trek. I don't like, oh, there's a vision of stuff, but...
Then you must have not liked DS9.
Well, but DS9 was wormhole aliens. They just go ahead and say, these are wormhole aliens who deal with time and stuff. When people have dreams... Like, Discovery got into this weird prophecy kind of stuff, where it's like, oh, it's magic. It's magic. This is going to happen. It's fate. It's like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
All right, so then we go to a vineyard.
I came here to find Satan.
And this girl we've seen before, we think she's Borg, shows up. He goes to Starfleet.
Your name, please, sir.
I totally think that they added the Enterprise D in post. I think right after the Viacom merger, that's That's totally something they did for fan service.
Yeah, I agree. It seems like ever since the Viacom merger happened, or maybe they knew it was coming, so we see a full-on Enterprise D, no weird like refit, no JJ-verse, no Kelvin universe.
It looks like it's, that's exact.
That's a 100% Enterprise 1701D.
There's no difference at all.
No deviation. So that makes me very happy.
That's great.
And then I also like listening to Picard take great lengths to spell his name.
P-I-C-A-R-D. It's nice to see you up and around.
I don't know why.
Yeah, what did that
mean? P-I-C-A-R-D. I just want him to spell everything in the entire... E-N-T-E-R-P-R-I-S-E. All right, sir, it's right above your head. All right, we got it.
It's so weird. Why did they do that? Oh, my God. What are these weird drones?
Oh, yeah. So then they have these weird F8 Fate. Oh, look at that. F8 Fate, Kiernan. So,
oh, no.
So this is obviously probably B4. Some sort of B4, which was going to be called B9, like as in, like, you know, like not hostile but benign. Uh-huh. So we have, like, Data has obviously, which makes sense. Like the Federation would create a whole bunch of clones of Data, a bunch of androids of Data. But this one's called F8. How coincidental is that? Wearing creepy red jumpsuits.
Who is she?
Is there some weird woman?
Yeah, I'm sure that she had some part in the old series, maybe.
Maybe.
They did focus on her a little too much, and everyone thought that was Janeway.
Oh, yeah. Nope, it's just some random person. Oh, he's got a little visitor tag. I know.
That's so weird.
It's like sideways. So it's
look at the shuttle pod in the back.
I know, the shuttle pod in the back. And in the future, there are still escalators. we can rest happy in the 21st century than in the 24th century. Escalators are still quite necessary.
Escalators.
Oh, look at this. Like, I didn't notice this. This is something like next. So we're looking at, it must be San Francisco. And look, like there's a... there's a picture of Picard. Did you see that?
Yeah, what is that?
Like in the window. So we're looking at the window here.
It's a video of Picard.
It's like a video of Picard. Maybe it's a you know what? It's a museum. Because there's something the future. View next star something tech today. So I don't know what it is. Maybe he's, I don't know what it is. But it must be, I bet you it's a museum of all this Star Trek paraphernalia. Because like there's other videos in there. I wonder if that's like... I wonder if that's...
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know, but it's rainy out. Other one still has umbrellas, too.
Who is that guy?
I can't remember his name. He's a...
original series guy?
No. Well, he's a character actor. He was in City Slickers. We'll look him up. You guys all know who he is. But anyway, so... I think... he just needs a friend.
January 23rd.
January 23rd. They're out at Vasquez Rocks again. We missed that, Karen. We could have been out there when they were filming.
That's true.
I have a question about if the universe has so many Vasquez Rocks-like places, the Gorn, Vulcan, this place. There's something about that. Maybe yeah. Q just seeded them. Secret unauthorized rescue mission. Now, who's this guy? This Han Solo wannabe who's like smoking a cigar and in his goofball ship. So... this, from what I understand, there's going to be a lot of new characters, a lot of new young characters, a lot of CW characters, and we see them all here. Now, have I told you the rumor, Kieran? There's a rumor that, have you heard this? Picard dies at the end of this season, and that all these bright, young, physically fit, attractive characters are going to take over in his name.
Oh, God.
And that's when I will stop watching this. But yeah, so they front-load it with a lot of Picard.
That would be terrible.
Yeah, but I can guarantee you that a lot of this show is going to be not so much Picard, but a lot of these goofballs running around trying to solve things and reporting back to him. This is what it's going to be. And so they front-loaded this trailer with a bunch of Picard stuff, basically all the Picard footage they probably have. And then here they have to pay the ferry of, like, the freight of, here are goofball young CW people, so.
Oh, my God, that's terrible.
Oh, is that like a skull? Let me see.
Yeah, those are all the Borg.
All the Borg implants, including look like a Borg skull.
What's that person lying on the floor?
Oh, I don't know. Okay.
Sorry.
I will touch this. Looks like it's 7 of 9 over probably Hugh or someone. So there's a dead body and there's someone over there. The past is written. And it looks like it's 7 of 9 over whoever this person was. Probably Hugh. Because we see him later. And we see... Hold on. I'm making the jump to hyperspace. Chewie! Get the hyperspace drive. We're going.
That's the ship.
There's the ship. We see Picard. We see an old Romulan warbird. And it looks like it's pretty much intact. We see Picard fencing, because why not? We see the Borg ship, the girl. Swordman.
Who reported the rumor then?
Midnight's Edge.
Oh, that's, no. Yeah.
All right, let's let everyone hear this audio here again. This is the best part. This is the best part.
What?
Come out here!
Stop yelling!
It's Picard!
Hello, Will.
I love it when Jonathan Frakes just goes bonkers with his reads. Stop yelling!
What?
And he turns around, and as Kieran pointed out, he is cooking just as Kirk was cooking. Always a good place to be. Something's missing. Mm. We see Deanna. We see more. I think we see the exact same shot of the Robin Warbird. We see people playing space
soccer.
Space soccer.
See, that looks like the Kremlin, ship.
The Kremlin ship? Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. And then we have Picard and Riker in a dock, sitting on the dock of the lake. So good. So
yeah,
good.
That's sweet.
All right, so all in, Kiernan? Are you all in on this?
Yeah, I really like it.
Okay. Maybe a Krennan ship.
I don't think that they're going to bring it back. No way, but it just looks
so,
a lot
so
like
it. So
that's
a Krennan ship from Year of Hell. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, so... deep callback. I'm not sure if I buy into that, but my son is very learned with that, so I don't mind that. Then let's see. Then we have the Discovery drop. Oh, we have a dog.
That's okay.
I don't know what's going on here. Kieran he's not seen any of Discovery, so he has no clue what's going on. We'll just run through this very quickly. So... Michael Burnham wakes up from dirt. She goes through a whole bunch of different hairstyles, which is really weird. I don't understand what's going on there. We see the guy from... Oh, we see a bunch of Andorians. We see the guy from one of the short treks. One of the better short trek episodes. You should watch that, Kieran.
I watch this office every day.
United Federation of Planets.
That's like a 25% change.
Yeah, probably, yeah. So they're 930 years from home. I don't know what's going on in this.
There's the name, Discovery.
And it's just...
She's carried us into the future.
I mean, it's such a hard reboot. We don't even have to watch this. I mean, it's just... I'll turn off the sound. But there's a lot of fighting. We see Emperor Giorgio. We see Saru. They're all wearing dark clothes.
Oh, yeah, Dad. Look at this.
Yeah, well, the United Federation planet looks like they took away many of the stars from that. So,
oh, yeah.
If you're into Discovery, maybe you're going to love this. This feels like it gets even further. Like they. Do you want to watch this, Kieran?
Discovery?
Yeah. Based on this.
Honestly, just out of curiosity, because I have no idea what's happening yet.
Well, maybe that's good, because maybe in some ways it's such a hard reboot, because they've gone 1,000 years in the future. They've basically scrubbed they tried so hard to follow in the footsteps of Star Trek, and you know, because they're 10 years ahead of the original series.
Behind.
Well, yeah, ahead or behind, yeah. It's, so they're 10 years earlier, we should say, mm-hmm. than... And they ran into so many problems, and then the Kelvin universe, basically. So this is such a hard reset. And mm-hmm. it's just the same characters kind of doing Battlestar Galactica meets Lost in Space, it seems
sure.
like. I guess I'll watch it.
Yeah, of course, because it's Star Trek.
I would be... Well, you didn't watch Discovery.
Yeah. But I'm I am pretty curious about this.
I say, here's what I say, because the Doctor and Jason watched the first two seasons. You have not, I say don't watch the first two seasons at all. Let's watch this season of Discovery cold, and you see if you understand what's going on, and see if it mattered, if the first two seasons mattered.
Sure.
All right.
I watched one episode of the second season.
Oh, okay. Which one?
The first one.
The first episode of the first season?
The second season.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's pretty good. Pike was pretty good.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they went 900 years away from him. So, all right. Well, thank you for listening to this emergency all hands on deck podcast of this. I'm sure maybe they're going to drop the trailer for Lower Decks, but that's okay because I'm not writing for that.
Woo!
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 So I don't care as much about that one. we'll see. But anyways, I'm Mike McCafferty.
I'm Kiernan McCafferty.
And this has been me just wanting to talk about
Star Trek.
PICARD on CBSALL -ACCESS.